International Bible Studies lesson for September 21st, the arm of the Lord. Key verse, who hath believed our report, and to whom is the arm of the Lord revealed? Isaiah 53, verse 1. Selected scripture, Isaiah 53, verse 1 through 12. The prophecy of Isaiah 53 identifies in our key verse, God's willingness to forgive sin. It shows this by his intention to effect reconciliation to divine favor to Adam and his progeny through the arm of the Lord, Jesus Christ, even though the Master was rejected and crucified at the behest of Israel's leaders. For he shall grow up before him as a tender plant, and as a root out of a dry ground. He hath no form nor comeliness. And when we shall see him, there is no beauty that we should desire him. He is despised and rejected of men, a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief. And we hid as it were our faces from him. He was despised, and we esteemed him not. Surely he hath borne our griefs and carried our sorrows, yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. Isaiah 53 verse 2 through 4. Jesus was a man of sorrows not because of any deficiency in his being. However, because of his perfection, he could sympathize deeply with fallen humanity that he observed. His perfect sensibilities enabled him to enter deeply into the sorrows of the groaning and dying world of mankind. On many occasions during his ministry, he gave of his own vitality to heal those who were afflicted, thereby refreshing and restoring them at the cost of his own personal strength, such as the healing of those who came to him for relief from disease or the casting out of unclean spirits. Luke 6, verse 17 through 19, Christ Jesus had an intimate relationship with his heavenly Father and the affirmation of how much the Father loved him. John 17, verse 25 and 26. Thus it would seem logical to inquire why the Creator permitted his Son to undergo such tribulation in the flesh, especially since his death as a perfect man would provide the ransom price to bring back Adam and all of his race from the grave. During a walk on the road to Emmaus with two of his disciples, the risen Lord commented on this very matter. He reminded them concerning the writings of Moses and all the prophets of the Old Testament. He said unto them, O fools, and slow of heart to believe all that the prophets have spoken. Ought not Christ to have suffered these things, and to enter into his glory? And beginning at Moses and all the prophets, he expounded unto them in all the scriptures the things concerning himself. Luke 24, verse 25 through 27. Let us more fully appreciate the unfathomable love of God in giving his Son to be a ransom for all, as well as the magnificent sacrifice Christ made in faithfully pouring out his soul unto death for the whole world of mankind. Another feature of this plan is the selection, training, and final exaltation of a faithful few from among the redeemed race to become partakers of the divine nature and joint heirs with Christ in his kingdom and glory. 2 Peter 1 verse 4, Romans 8 verse 17. Thus he shall divide the spoil, the great reward, with the strong. Isaiah 53 verse 12. For his faithful bride, in accordance with this privilege granted him by the Heavenly Father, Christ left this gracious promise. To him that overcomes will I grant to sit with me in my throne, even as I also overcame and am set down with my Father in his throne. Revelation 3 verse 21.